The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking who, what, where, when, why, how. We wrap things up by asking people their final thoughts.
A lot of older people.
There are a lot of protesters. Most of them are older. I don't see many college students.
Mostly men.
Yeah. And a lot of people, a lot of family people. It kind of gives off a very conservative vibe.
I'd say
that's,
yeah.
But there are probably maybe 35 people over there with signs.
Signs and like shame on Purdue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're like educated people, you can tell whenever
very,
you talk
very,
to
it
them.
Seemed very extreme, very right-winged, very,
yes.
Very extreme.
And whenever they asked questions and stuff, they were very well-educated, you could tell by what they're talking about. I mean, they seem to have a purpose, and they're demonstrating it pretty well.
It almost seems like it's the same like as Bill Ayers is very left-wing, like extreme left-wing. They are the equivalent of just on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bill Ayers is inside there, a domestic terrorist, and out here are patriots.
Any other detail?
What I know is he is a domestic terrorist. He was a part of a group, whether it's been proven that he did it or not, he was a part of a group that terrorized this country. Okay? He said he wished he had done more. He's unrepentant of what he did. So whatever he did, he's unrepentant of it. He was a part of that group, and I'm protesting the fact that he's here at this university speaking. A university that family and my wife have graduated from, and this is actually the department she graduated from. So I'm against that, yes. If he was repentant of what he had did, then that's one thing, but he's not. So he was a part of the group. I believe he did all the things he's been accused of. He said he wished he would have done more. And I don't believe that he should be here speaking on education, making cookies, buying bubble gum, anything.
I see protests mostly of middle age to older age, people who are mostly in high school or in college during the 60s. 70s, that's why you see a lot older generation of people out there, not too many college students, and holding signs, mostly shameful signs, and like, how could Purdue do such a thing, invite this person? I've never heard of this guy before in my life. Supposedly he's a terrorist or something, or supposedly?
Bill Ayers is in there.
All
he's
right.
A big terrorist, killed a bunch of police, set off a bomb and hurt people and blow up some buildings and stuff, and Purdue's invited him here because he's an expert in education, so they can educate the Purdue students to be like him.
Right now, who's out here?
Oh, just people that live around Indiana, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just heard about it, thought I'd come over and see what's going on.
People that don't like Bill Ayers.
That's it?
It seems like it. I guess if we're protesting him speaking tonight.
Bill Ayers is in there, and we, the CRs, the students, the alumni, everybody else, we're out here doing our thing. Basically showing our support for all those who stand up against, however you want to call him, a domestic terrorist, if you want to call him a woman beater, if you want to call him a scapegoat, you know, however you want to call it. But he definitely has made an impact all over the world. Those events were 20 and 30 years ago. And, I mean, look at all the people here. I mean, there's got to be 150 people here. And that ripple, it just never stopped. We're not going to put up with it.
I see a lot of people in the far right of the country that are do not understand. I mean, I'm not going to defend Bill Ayers, but I disagree with some of the people here. And, I mean, I'd like to go see him speak. But unfortunately, they're ticketing the event.
As I understand, Bill Ayers is going to be in there. And he is a radical from the 60s and 70s. He was one of the organizers of a group who bombed public buildings in the 70s. And he has since that bragged that they didn't do enough. And I don't think Purdue University should have had him even close to the property, let alone doing a speech.
Right now, who's out here? That's who's in there.
Who's out here? Just a group of citizens. I know some of the people here belong to the CIA, which is Citizens in Action. I don't think all of them are, but I have no idea. Just, I'm here because I've been a part of the silent majority all my life up until this summer, and I've graduated. I'm not silent anymore.
Who's here in the crowd, or who's here?
Whatever you see. I mean, this is just audio, so you have to describe it for the people.
What I see is just regular people, everyday people. That's about it.
It's not really an organized event. It's like, you know, you see something on the internet and it says Bill Ayers, and your ears perk up, you know, because you don't like Bill Ayers because, for one thing, he said he wished he had done more bombings. He wished he'd done more. And he should get down and on his knees and kiss this ground, this, and say, America, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything. You should ask the woman down the sidewalk there, and she says that he killed a San Francisco police officer. She's even talked to the police officer's family. And this police officer went to the hospital, and a bomb blew up, and it was laden with nails, and the police officer died. Talk to this lady down here.
I will.
That's why we're upset.
What do I see? Well, people protesting. Bill Ayers speaking here because he should be still in a federal penitentiary, and he's here speaking to us, to students.
I see a bunch of signs of people holding a real domestic terrorist, and it's a picture of him, I think, with a bunch of people, and thing about communism, abuses of academic freedom. So I guess this guy's a communist, I guess. I guess condemning him as a communist / terrorist. And it looks more, yeah. I see a bunch of signs and stuff, and it says, shame on Purdue. One particular says, shame on Purdue, Ayers equals a terrorist. So, yeah.
He's given a lecture on education in there. And out here, like I said, the Patriots are protesting the fact that he is here giving a lecture on anything, other than saying, I'm sorry that I did all the things I did, or I was a part of that group, or I'm associated with what I'm associated with. If it was me, I would come out and say, hey, either I didn't do it, I'm sorry that that happened, or either I would say, I'm sorry that I did it. So,
You know, I see people, you know, like some of the media people saying, oh, he's a terrorist, he's a terrorist. But they don't actually understand what he did and why he did it and what his justification for it was. He was never actually convicted of a crime, and he's currently a professor right now. He's a normal professor at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He was named the Distinguished Citizen of Chicago in 1997. A lot of people in the right-wing echo chamber, you know, say this guy is a terrorist. Barack Obama's his best friend. Without understanding what exactly the context of his actions were.
I see a lot of people congregating on about three sides of the street on what they're allowed, and they have a lot of signs, and they are very passionate about what they believe. I see a lot of older people. In fact, I'm an older person. I'm 69, and I told my husband, why am I doing this? You know, why should I be doing this? And I think I have to do it because the young people are too busy, like I was. Many years ago, my husband and I were too busy working, taking care of the children. So now it's our turn to stand up for America. And that's what we truly believe, is that we believe we love America so much, and we don't want it to be turned into a socialistic, communistic, Marxist country.
There are a lot of people with signs. They seem to be protesting Bill Ayers coming speaking tonight. So they don't like how he's coming, and he used to be very radical.
There's a lot of wanted signs. Like, everything's, like, wanted, and they have pictures of Bill on every sign. And then they have descriptions of, like, what his past is known about, but nothing about his present. So, like, if anybody were to come up here and ask questions, like, what happened, all they're going
to
talk about is his past.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what, like, he has to say about now. Like, obviously, like, something, he's talking about something, but that is relevant because he was invited to Purdue, but no one's really telling me about what he's speaking about now. It's just telling me about his past.
Well, we're out here protesting him, and he's in there telling the Purdue elite how to indoctrinate the youth of Purdue.
I guess he came to speak tonight. I'm not quite sure what he came to speak tonight. I didn't even know he was coming till today. I'm not really 100% aware of necessarily who he is. I know he's really liberal and everything like that, but I'm not quite sure. I guess he did something wrong, and people feel like whatever he says, quote unquote, has no merit. So I see that's what the problem is. And they accuse him, I knew that they accused him of being someone like in support of terrorists or something for a while too. But honestly, I'm not quite sure why they're protesting his speaking since all he's doing is just speaking. But you know, everyone has their opinions. It seems like our campus has like pretty opinionated with the signs and stuff, even like through the presidential election and everything. So it's kind of interesting.
He's just basically given a speech on, I don't know, I think I'm going to cuss too much for your...
It's internet, we can say whatever we want.
Basically, he's given a very far left, too left speech to a bunch of young-minded individuals who need to have a more open mind. Open-minded doesn't necessarily mean being closed-minded to activism like him, but it means being open to what's right. And you're in America, you don't bomb Americans in America. You build America. What's up? We're here for the greater good of America. If you're not here for the greater good of America, go to Cuba. Go somewhere else. You know, if you don't like America, keep your damn mouth shut. Don't go bomb MIT and, you know, blow up statues of fallen soldiers and fallen police officers and the Pentagon. You know, that's what Al-Qaeda's here for. You know, that's their job. It's not our own people's job.
Well, they're having a meeting in there, and it's somewhat secret. My sign says that it's a secret meeting, and that's not much of an exaggeration, if any, because they're only going to have 100 seats, and they have invited people to fill those seats. And if some of those seats are still empty, there are only certain people that are going to be allowed to go in, and I'm not one of them.
Now, what's going on out here?
Just people trying to tell the public what's going on. That's about all I know.
Well, right now, we're on Purdue University's campus in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building. Woohoo! Go Boilers! And and I guess I knew this was a ticketed event on top of that. I was told I should go here and speak tonight. And I was like, this is a ticketed event, so I won't even be getting in. And the fact that the police are standing outside tells me that no one without a ticket will be getting inside tonight either. I'm not even quite sure where they're speaking at in this building because I don't even know where they have a large enough room. They said they expected 100 people to come. So, I'm sorry. Also, it's a rainy day, sorry, for the internet people. It's been raining all day today, so it's already gloomy outside.
We're at Purdue University, Lafayette, Indiana, West Lafayette, Indiana.
Well, it's just audio. No one has any idea where we are.
Okay, West Lafayette, Indiana, Purdue's main campus.
All right, now where do you see that going, and where do you see this going out here?
The idea is to stand up for what you believe in. I mean, I can sit at home and say, well, yeah, he's there, there's nothing I can do about it. But standing up for what I believe in is important no matter what the result is. Whether I change a mind today or whether the mind has changed in 20 years, the fact that I stand up for what I believe in is what's most important. So what's going to go on in there is he's going to give his lecture. And what's going to go on out here is that at this day in history, I can say I stood up for what I believed in.
At the corner, we're on Purdue's campus, at the corner of University and 3rd Street. We're at the southeast corner. Right across the street from us on the other side of 3rd Street, there's probably, I would say, around 70, maybe 50, somewhere between 50 and 60 protesters. They're from the Citizens in Action Group, which is the Lafayette or part of the Tea Party group. They're mostly anti-Obama people who just want to oppose the president for whatever reason. I disagree with them on almost every single issue. Including this one, but they have a right to be here. It's a free country.
We are in front of Lawson?
I think it's Lawson.
Lawson Computer Science Building on the campus of Purdue University. And it's at 3rd and University. And this is where just a group of people have decided to meet up. I don't think many know each other. It's just... we are truly grassroots. We're not right-wing, redneck, hater of a black man. We're just ordinary people who love America.
We are, just to be really specific.
Yeah.
Okay, we're Purdue campus, West Lafayette, Indiana, on University and 3rd Street on west side of campus. And I don't know where this is going to go. I think the police looks like they have control. They're right in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building where he's going to speak. and it just, I guess it, they're just going to be in the corner. I mean, I don't think they'll have the nerve to cross the street. I think if they cross the street or get anywhere near the building, it looks like police that if you get anywhere near the building, that they're gonna arrest people. So, yeah, that's mostly it.
Where are we? Purdue University. I used to be proud of Purdue.
Right, and where do you see that speech going inside there, and then where do you see this out here?
I have no idea what he's going to say. Everything he says might be good, but he shouldn't be here because of his background. He's been a criminal. He just wasn't convicted because of technicalities, and he should be in jail instead of here.
Now, what about out here? Where do you see this going?
Oh, the demonstration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see it going anywhere. Just letting people know what's going on.
We are at the
University for the Lawson Computer Science Building.
On the corner of University and 3rd. Yep.
You can take it. Where is it going? That kind of deal.
Well,
so who, what, where? Oh, go ahead.
Going. Well,
they're all going to protest.
They're not allowed to really expand. They're allowed on one little corner, and they're just kind of hanging out. So.
Talking to anybody and anyone who's willing to listen.
Purdue University, Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, now where do you see this going as far as this group here, the other people passing by? Maybe, try to describe it since it is just audio.
Well, there's a lot of students going on their way, bicycles, pedestrians, but on two corners of it's a four-way intersection. On two corners, there are people protesting, but everybody else is just going on, a lot of traffic, a lot of pedestrian traffic, bicycle traffic.
West Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, and where do you see that going in there, and where do you see it going out here?
Oh, I think that people in there that are listening to him are going to applaud him and think that he's just wonderful, and they're going to institute his ideas, and the people out here are going to tell the young people that go to Purdue that are their children and their nephews and like that, don't put up with this guy's crap.
We are here for ourselves. We don't have to have news. We don't have to have radio. We don't have to have anyone else here besides yourself. My brother's in Afghanistan fighting. He doesn't have news cameras and people writing about his story. He's over there doing what he wants for his country. What I can do is I can sit here and I can stand for the freedom that we get every single day. And the only reason he's allowed to go in there without being shot, because he's got that same freedom, unfortunately.
What is your question? I don't really know if I understand.
Well, I mean, it's always hard to ask the when, because obviously, when is it?
Today is September 24th. My watch says it's 5:25. His lecture is supposed to start at 7. So it's going to start in about 1.5 hours.
All right. So I mean, it's hard to manipulate that one into a generic question. So what we try. When do you see this growing bigger, smaller?
There's probably a few more people show up. I mean, both sides, especially on the healthcare issue, which is separate from this, both sides are pretty well galvanized. You see the right wing of that group here, and they're going to be here. They have a right to be here. It's a free country, like I said. I don't think that many of them understand exactly who Bill Ayers is and what he did they got their people to show up. I respect them for that.
All right.
And I don't think that Bill Ayers is going to have a lot of people that defend him here. Just because, and I that's one of the things, I wish that Barack Obama had taken some time to say, first of all, me and Bill Ayers were never really close together in the first place. And second of all, he's not a terrorist. He was never convicted of any crimes. He's an education professor. He's not a terrorist. And I wish people had said that before.
Change will only happen. It'll never happen. It's always got to be constructive or destructive. And if you don't have a little bit of both, then there's never going to be balance. I mean, nobody's ever going to get along. You're never going to have all Christians or all Baptists or all Muslims. We're always going to fight. There's always going to be extremism. Fortunately for us, that always gives us a right to come out and say what we want against it or for it.
I bet around, it's
5:45, they're allowed to start protesting. So
they're allowed to start really yelling things at 5:45, so that sounds like something we want to be at. But
That's good to know. I did not know the 5:45. I just heard 5 o'clock.
5:45. They're like, well, it seems like
they probably started assembling at 5. Yeah. But later tonight, it's probably going to get more intense.
Probably more people.
Unless it rains. And then it might die down a bit if it rains. Rain has a... kind of does that.
When is the meeting?
Well, yeah, what's
7 o'clock. Today Mike. Is Thursday. What? What's the date?
I think the 24th. Yeah, tomorrow's 25th, 24th.
Thursday the 24th.
Crowd getting bigger and stuff. I don't really think it's going to get bigger, honestly. I think whoever's out here is going to be out here. I mean, like I said, it's mostly like older people, most people who hold full-time jobs. I mean, I don't see a lot of students. You see people walking by. So I think it's going to die. I don't think it's going to get bigger. And plus, it's raining out. I mean, it's going to get raining. It's really ugly weather. It's kind of chilly. So I think this won't get any bigger than that. And there's mostly looks like he's led by one man who, like I said, is in his mid-50s or older middle generation. So yeah, I don't think it's going to get any bigger. Or
okay, today's the 24th of September.
All right.
It's 7:10.
7:10. And when do you see it changing, inside or outside?
Oh, this is headbutting. It'll go on it's been going on with him for 40 years.
Now, what about out here? How long has this been going on?
They've been out here for, I think, since 5 o'clock.
Not tonight. There's too many people out here against this. I'm actually surprised at the crowd that came. Actually, I'm surprised that this many people knew that he was coming to speak tonight. I didn't know this event was like publicized as much as it was, considering they've only invited 100 people to go actually see him speak in the first place. I know he came with another speaker, but obviously he's the headliner of the evening. So I just wanted to know what he came to speak about in the first place. I was interested to hear. Just because he's speaking tonight doesn't mean. I've seen some people with signs talking about Purdue alumni pulling out their students and stuff like that. The speaker. The Dalai Lama came, everything. Like, can you complain? Like, we do everybody here, so.
2009, it's around, what, it's going on 7:30? Going on, yeah, 7:30. I guess it started at 5. I got here late because I have a sick kid, so my wife's with my sick kid right now, and I came up here. She wished she could be here because she graduated from this department, so.
He's going to speak at 7 tonight. We start gathering here at 5. Well, really 4:30. It's protest is from 5 to 7 tonight, and he's supposed to be speaking in the Lawson Computer Science Building at 7 p.m.
This is about 5:30 on a Thursday.
All right, and then when do you, is this going to change at all? Is it going to stay the same, or?
That remains to be seen. Hopefully more people come in, but hopefully.
They dislike how Bill Ayers is speaking tonight. Was a radical
in the 60s. They
don't like
that the Purdue University invited them over here, invited him to speak. That's what they're not real happy about.
But it wasn't
about.
Purdue University as a whole. It was some people.
Sure.
So it was a few people who were interested in hearing what he had to say, invited him over here. Mm-hmm. It's not like President Cordova and all 40,000 of us just invited him. I don't know.
I heard he is here. See? Ayers works for Illinois University, and he has a prestige job over there in the education. And, you know, he teaches about education. That's what he's coming here to speak about, education. But we are protesting because we don't like to see somebody, a self-avowed bomber, coming to a university speaking to students, faculty, whomever. We don't like to see him doing that.
Why? I mean, by what I can tell is that they're just mad because, I mean, especially now against, you know, terrorism and all this, that we have a local terrorist, you know, supposedly they're condemning him, like a local terrorist, and the fact that a public institution, an institution of higher learning, was to educate our generation is inviting terrorists and people who supposedly have terrorist ideas or philosophies. And they're just upset. Like I said, it looks like the majority of the people that grew up with this, hearing about this man in the paper, because I've never heard of this guy before in my life. And I guess because my parents didn't grow up in the States. So yeah, it looks like more their generation. So I guess they're mad. yeah, a bunch of signs. There's a bunch of, like, there's a big cardboard sign showing his, it looked like a mugshot of this of Bill by the FBI. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think, yeah, I think they're just going to be protesting and then just die off. I mean, if they're really, they look kind of adamant that they'll be here till probably, like, when it gets dark. But getting bigger or actually having a huge, huge impact and, like, stopping this, I don't think it will. Honestly, I've seen mobs, and this is not a mob. This is just a friendly protest. I guess this is a protest.
People with high degrees, like PhDs and stuff like that, they don't get the recognition that they think that they should get, and so they're in there slapping each other on the back, and they probably give each other some PhDs tonight. You know, that's what they're doing in there. You know, They really don't do anything, but they're congratulating themselves.
Right now, why is this going on out here?
Well, we think that killing cops and blowing up buildings and stuff like that's not a good idea, and that people that do stuff like that ought to be in jail instead of being invited to Purdue to talk to their socialist professors.
Well, it seems like most of these people really aren't actually students or students' parents, but rather locals. So I don't know. I'm not even quite sure if this. Like, I'm sure this county voted. This county voted.
Sorry. I just wanted to get your attention really quick, okay? You posed a question, and I just wanted to give you an answer.
Voted Democratic, but I think it's just because of the college area. But I'm guessing most of the people up here, like the locals, seem to be Republican, and this may just be the terror. I think if Obama came to speak tonight, we have the same, obviously a bigger crowd of people protesting against it. So, I don't know.
Why are there people here?
Right.
Just to protest Bill Ayers speaking at the college.
Now, why is Bill Ayers here?
I don't know. I don't know why he's speaking here. I don't know why he was invited to speak here. But, I mean, we're just trying to say that we disagree.
Oh, I think that people are just especially during the election, they made a big issue. Especially Sarah Palin said Barack Obama is palling around with terrorists. Those are her own words. And what this did is that people overlooked what he did, why he did it, and overlooked any sort of justification that he had for being part of the Weather Underground and saying, oh, you know, he's a terrorist. End of story. You know, he's pretty much like, you know, Bin Laden. But that's not the truth. The bomb, they said that he bombed the Pentagon. That didn't happen. That never came to fruition. His group was, I admit, a violent group and misguided. I would say that their group was wrong in a lot of sense. But none of the people that were ever in charge of the group were ever charged of a crime. Bill Ayers was never charged of a crime. He is, you know, free citizen, and he's now a distinguished professor. So I mean, your question is, why is this going on? People see this man as being a terrorist. Plain and simple. That's one sentence reason why. And, you know, I'm just somewhat disgusted right now because I see some guy over there saying, Bill Ayers, is he Obama's bomb czar? And I mean, first of all, that's in poor taste. I think that some of the attacks on our president, comparing him to Hitler, you know, comparing him, saying that there's gonna be like a new genocide, and you know, it's just wrong. I think that our president deserves respect, no matter who the president is, whether he's a left, whether he's George. It's wrong when people call Bush Hitler too. I admit that too.
Why? Because Cordova, it might not be her fault, but she definitely has a say. So, being the president of a state-run university, she definitely has the right to say who can and cannot come on and speak. And to let somebody like him, the only reason he should be here is if he's apologizing to the United States of America. If he has nothing else to, you know, along those lines, he doesn't have anything to discuss here. He has his own views, he has websites. You can go on his websites, read his stuff. He considers himself a small C communist, which is a bitch communist is what we call it. He's just not man enough to be one. So you know, just for those people who don't know Bill Ayers, he did beat his girlfriend. She did die in a bomb-making accident. His best friend died in a bomb-making accident. And you can say that they died for their own rights. And he like any other terrorist in the world, a terrorist worth mentioning, he sits back and lets his minions do it. Just like Manson. Manson was a bitch because he had other people go out and do his work. You know, that's the biggest part about him. If you were out physically doing stuff and dying like the rest of them did, then more power to him. I mean, if you're going to go out and die for what you want, at least die for what you want. Our soldiers do it. Be a soldier. Don't be a bitch and go around and speak at universities. You're never going to get anything. He's not getting anything done in there. And if we're, you know, even if we don't get anything physically done out here, we at least know to ourselves and to our fellow peers and community members out here that we at least took a stand for it.
Now, why out here?
Because they won't let us inside. If we could be inside, it'd be great. But I mean, the man's in, when he's inside, you've got to let him. Unfortunately, you got to let him talk. It's not polite. It's definitely not professional. We've got to sit out here and do our thing. If he wants to come out here and speak directly to us, then answer some of our questions.
I haven't the slightest idea why that's going on in there. I wish somebody would tell me. And what's going on out here is because Bill Ayers shouldn't be here speaking and corrupting the minds of our young people. I hope he's not going to do that, but he probably will. And I like to say, traitor, traitor!
Enjoy the talk!
That was him that just went in there.
Honestly, I don't know why he was invited here. I don't know why some other expert on education couldn't have given the lecture, someone without the same past. This is going on out here because, of, like what I said before, it's important to stand up for what you believe in. So if I believe that he's a domestic terrorist, and I've sworn, and I have sworn, to defend this country from terrorists, domestic and foreign, then that's what I'm doing here. I'm standing here saying that I'm against that. And so that's the answer.
I don't think it's gonna, like, by what you mean, the cause or the university?
Whatever you, yeah, however you take that, take it always that you think.
I think it's gonna show that the university is open to you know, obviously we have our right to protest and I guess freedom of speech and all that stuff, you know, the Bill of Rights. I mean, it shows a lot of the community around Purdue, it shows a lot of the people around Purdue. I don't think it's gonna give Purdue a bad reputation. I mean, there's colleges around the world that have, you know, bigger mobs and bigger stuff or different stuff, you know. So us for being a majority engineering college, I mean, that's much of a liberal arts college. I'm surprised there's this many people out. Like I said, the majority of the older generation, not many students. Like, you know, if it were probably a liberal arts college, mainly it'd be like students crazy and it'd be the streets would be closed and everything crazy, you know. But I mean, like I said, students don't really know. Like I never heard of him. My generation's never heard of him. You know, I was born in 89, and unless their parents are told, because the guy you're talking to before, his mom told him that, you know, his parents probably educated him, but like I said, my generation are walking by, you're seeing, you know, a bunch of older people, and supposedly a bunch of this guy is a terrorist, and yeah, I don't think he's going to come, they're not going to stop it. I mean, like, there's heads of the department, important people coming, so they're not going to close it, and the police won't let a riot happen. I mean, you know, and it's not that big to start a riot or to become a riot, so.
Well, it's going to let Purdue know that the next time that they invite some kind of scum like this guy, that there'll be people out here making noise and they'll have to hire a bunch of cops to stand around and pay them overtime and maybe they'll think twice.
I don't see anything happening. People are going to show up today. Bill Ayers is going to speak. That's going to be he's going to leave. These people are going to leave. That's going to be the end of it. I mean, I don't see this becoming like a huge movement or anything. I don't see any future consequences besides what's happening tonight. He's speaking on urban schools. That's the topic of his lecture. I think it's an interesting topic. He's done a lot of research on that. It's definitely interesting what he's doing.
As far as the protest?
Yeah, or Bill Ayers, or I mean, these are open ended. Take it however you want.
Well, it'll give, you know, people a voice. I mean, a dissenting opinion. I mean, obviously, a lot of people must like Bill Ayers if he wouldn't be speaking here, but we at least have a voice, a dissenting opinion about him speaking at the college, and, you know, that the man should, he should be in prison, except for the only reason he's not in prison is because of an FBI screw-up. Otherwise, he would still be in a federal penitentiary to this day. He's a cop killer, you know.
It's not going to change anyone. It's just going to piss more people off. I'm sure the crowd's going to get bigger as life goes on. There's exams going on. So in about 30 minutes, there's going to be about 500 students coming out. So there's just going to be a lot of people out in this area. And yeah, it's right there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I don't know how this is going to turn out, because I'm pretty sure people are honking and stuff. It's a busy night for the campus, so I don't see this going anywhere good. I'm sure more police are going to have to come. Actually, I know more police are going to have to come. My parents told me to try to avoid this area. She said, don't get hit by the protesters. I was like, I won't, Mom, I won't. So I hope this night goes well. I'm sure, I don't know how upset these protesters are going to be. They're pretty upset with what these people are saying. And if these people piss these people off, it's going to be even worse. Like, she's yelling, she's already smoking a cigarette. Things are tense on the front lines.
I definitely see a change, not a big change, but a small change coming in exactly how things are going to be run around here when they go to invite people like this. We did scare off somebody. How long have you been on campus?
Just over a year.
Just over a year?
Man.
We scared off another extremist. She didn't even want to come through the door a couple years ago. And, you know, we made a small impact there. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely worth coming out here. Again, regardless if we get anything physically done or not, we at least made an impact. We'll have it on the news. Several news stations already been here. There'll be pictures. The liberalized exponent, they're going to have to report on it, regardless if they want to or not. And it's going to spread the word. I mean, enough people read the exponent every single day that they're going to read it and see that there's a few of us who stood out here in the cold and the rain, and we're willing to do something while the rest of them sat and talked about it. I mean, there's those talkers, and then there's doers, and we're not a bunch of communists or terrorists like him. We're not going to go kill him and all the people who follow him. This is what professionalism is: staying out here, protest peacefully. We don't go out. We're not kicking people's signs over. We're not punching people in the face as they go in. You know, that's how it's done in America. He's not an American, unfortunately for him. You should have thought about that in 1971.
I bet it's going to get really loud and...
I don't think like people are going to actually listen to what he has to say whenever they're in there. Like, they're just going to say, oh, we've got
I honestly
terrorists.
Think that it's going to be a bit more negative. Like, well,
yeah, he's going to have a lot of negative
connotations. He's going to get a lot more attention than he would have normally. I didn't... Without this protest, I would have never known about Bill Ayers. And now I'm kind of interested to hear about what he is saying, but I don't know, like...
You won't be able to hear that. They've only got it censored down to 100
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I can't go in, but...
Is it being recorded, do you know?
No recordings, no photographs, no nothing.
Just amateur bootlegs if they got it in there.
That's right. In other words, it's a public university, and they're not opening up to the public for anyone else to see.
Right. Not very, very academic.
He's been proud of his background, and because of his background and the fact that he's proud of it, he shouldn't be anywhere close to Purdue University. I don't know what he's going to say, but the fact that he's here and the fact that we are here is letting the public know what kind of things are going on.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Did you answer why this is going on out here? Okay. Oh, how is this going to change people out here?
Well, I hope that some people who see the demonstration here will realize how bad things are getting in this country, and that they better wake up or we're going to lose what freedoms we still have.
He influences people by his demeanor. He looks like just the rest of us, right? But over in Afghanistan and Iraq, it's the same thing. Those terrorists look like the rest of them. They look, the Sunnis look like the Shiites, the Taliban look like the other Afghanistan, you know, and that's what they like to do. They like to blend in, and then it's like an iceberg. You see the top of the iceberg, which is Bill Ayers. He looks so nice, right? but it's the under the water part of the iceberg that is the real bad part. That's the part that you don't realize how deep it is and what it's going to entail when you crash into that iceberg.
I don't think that that'll have much impact, his speech. The people he's speaking to already believe that what he's talking about, because they knew there was going to be a protest. They were they were on a list. I don't really see how that or where that's, what was the question, where that's
going to
take.
Well, how do you see that impacting people, that what's going on in there, and how do you see what's out here impacting people?
I don't think that would impact the group in there much. I'm hoping that this will impact people to see that there are people that will stand up. It doesn't matter what the outcome is. I hope it'll encourage more people to stand up for what they believe in or for this country. I mean, you have people who have fought and died, you know, people are serving, have served to protect the freedoms in this country. And then you have a man up there who tried to bring the government down, or at least was a part of a group, and unrepentant of that. So that's the impact, I hope.
I don't know.
I've never heard of Bill Ayers until his mom started texting us, telling us not to come.
Yeah, I got a lot of text messages from my mom about Bill Ayers speaking tonight.
Not to be there and everything, and I was like, who the hell's Bill Ayers?
Yeah,
he had to tell me.
So. We saw the protest. We figured we might as well mosey on over. Nice. Check out what it's all about.
Let's finish what we've been doing.
I'm just happy to have the opportunity at this point, anyway, in history, in this country, to stand up for my rights before they're taken away.
Final thoughts? This is the first time I've ever seen actual, like protests at Purdue, honestly. Like, say, we're not that liberal, so, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'm kind of glad I drove by here, because I never knew who this guy was before. I've never heard of this Bill Ayers before in my life. So, but, no, I mean... Like I said, what's great about this country, you have a right to say whatever you want and protest. And like I said, I've seen protests for saving the penguins and crazy stuff, you know, and they're like 10 times bigger than this. So, I mean, it's good that people come out and show their pride. And a lot of them, I see a lot of American flags and saying, you know, this is un-American and this and that. And, you know, the whole anti-terrorist after post 9/11 stuff. So, that's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, this is what America's about, so it's pretty interesting.
I just hope more people show up, and I hope people don't agree with this guy, and I hope they don't listen to him.
My final thought is everyone has like entitled to their own opinion. I'm guessing he did something wrong. I'm not sure what he came to speak about tonight, and my opinion on the situation is he's just one man with one opinion who's right now is not done anything to these people, so they really can't directly to these people rather. I'm guessing he said something about kids should kill their parents. I didn't kill my parents, so I don't know why these people are so upset.
Final thoughts. Whether people want to come out here and stand for things like this or not, you should always educate yourself. Don't come out here and I know a few people, left or right, who didn't know much about Bel Airs, and they criticized the few of us coming out here. And it's because, again, they weren't educated. You don't have to educate yourself on every single terrorist in the world, but if you want to set yourself up for commenting against people or looking down on them for going out and standing up for what they believe for, you should at least know what you're talking about first. I've looked after Bill Ayers for a couple of years now. I've read on him. He's a
why is he domestic terrorist?
He's a horrible, horrible, horrible human being.
Do you know that we have?
And he'd be better off not on this planet, not in our country. But for now, this is what we do.
Again, these people have a right to be here. So does Bill Ayers. I disagree with these people on a lot of issues, all the protesters here, but I respect their views. I think that Bill Ayers is misunderstood by these people and most of the media during the presidential campaign. They demeaned him to, you know, they reduced all of his good works, all of his works as a professor, all of his works as, you know, Chicago's Public Citizen of the Year, into this one word sentence. Well, I mean, one sentence, you know, this guy is a terrorist who bombed buildings, and you know he should be in jail right now. I don't think that's true. I think those people don't understand what actually happened. And if you want to do more research, you should do some research on Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. There's a lot of good places on the internet that'll tell you the other side of the story that the media isn't going to tell you.
Final thoughts? I think I've told you about everything that I've thought. I just hope that enough people have witnessed what's going on and will take an interest in the fact that we have a lot of people in this country that are trying to take away our freedoms. We've already lost too many of them.
I'm glad it came.
I was at the 9/12 march on Washington, D.C.
I saw that on C-SPAN.
Yes, it was wonderful. I went there. I told my husband a few days, well, about a week before, I said, I'm going. He said, you're crazy. He said, you're only going to be one more person. I said, I don't care. I believe so strongly in America that I'm going to go there, and I may be one of 10,000 people. I don't care. So I got on a bus with strangers. I gave my money for the bus and the hotel room to a stranger, and I'm telling you, I was very, very nervous. But I did it. I figured there's always Judge Judy. If I, you know, and I made this man sign a paper because I'm very thorough. Anyway, so I get on the bus at 5:30 in the morning with all these strangers. I meet up with a nice lady whose husband told her the same thing. I met up with a nice man, a man in his 40s whose wife said, you're crazy, why are you going? So I expected, I saw there was like a mix of people, but mainly 40s, and I'm 69, so there weren't very many people that old. There was one man on there, he was 81. But we get over there to Washington, D.C., we spend the night, we get up the next day, and we take the Metro down. We're going to Metro Central. That train, those trains were so packed, we were like sardines on it. Well, that was the first glimmer of what was going to happen, because we got off. Oh, and we had to get these little cards so we'd get on the train, and then we had to use these little cards to get off the train. Everything was just backed up. Now, this was 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so we get out onto the street. We come down to where we're supposed to meet. It's Freedom Park. But we never got to Freedom Park because here it is, 10 o'clock in the morning, and people are already marching. They're marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. There is no central area where we're going to have speeches and things. No, we have to get started marching. So we're marching Pennsylvania Avenue. I met up with one man along the way, and I had a sign against Acorn. He said, I like Acorn. And I said, I'm not really good on the retorts, but it just came out of me. I said, you must be a squirrel. Anyway, so we kept on marching, and we got over, we turned off at Pennsylvania, and we got onto that mall. And of course, we just went with the crowd. And we couldn't go left, we couldn't go straight forward into the grassy areas. We had to go right through all this fencing, and then they put us into this great big grassy area. And we're pretty close to the fence, but this is a long, long fence. So I sat down, because like I say, I'm 69. For about a half hour, I sat down. Well, then I stood up, and there were all these people. And I tell you, there was a man in a wheelchair. There were a smattering of old people like I am, but there were mainly people from their 20s up to 50 that were there. I was really shocked that all these people would come out. And I kept looking, you know, as the time went by, I could look to my left and see down the mall towards the Washington Monument, and people were streaming, this whole mob of people were streaming off of Pennsylvania Avenue right onto the mall. 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, I look out, there are people are way, I can't even see far down there. Well, my friend and I, my new friend I should say, and I, at about 3 o'clock, we said, you know, we're tired, we're going to go, and it was still going on. Anyway, we made our way through the crowd. Everybody is so nice. I have never met such a bunch of people who did not leave a wrapper, garbage, nothing. They picked up everything around there. And we're going through the crowd, and everybody, nobody's pushing, shoving, nobody says angry words to each other. It was beautiful. I mean, it was really, really beautiful. So we just started walking down Pennsylvania Avenue back to Metro Central, and gee, we just met the nicest people. We met a young fella who came in from West Virginia. He and his friends would sit at the TV. He was about 20-something. He said he and his friends sit at the TV, and they yell at it and everything. And he said he had told them, come on, let's all go down to this and be in this march. And they said, no, no, no. But he came anyway, and it took him 3 hours to drive there in his old pickup truck. But he said he made it. And he walked along with us for a long time and talked. And then he had to go one direction. We went another. We got on Metro Central, and then we went back to our pickup point. And everybody was, they were just kind of awed by the whole thing. It was like, I don't know. It was like being in something in the revolution that you had won.